Good evening. Want to welcome you back inside the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. My name is Nate Gonner. Very happy to have you along for tonight's program. It is now time for one of the staples here on the PM Sports page, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week, I made the trip up to Lone Tree as we are talking with Nico Gosnell, a junior on the Lone Tree Lion basketball team. And let me tell you what, this Lone Tree Lion basketball team has done it again as they have assumed sole possession of first place in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference North standings last week, in large part due to back-to-back double-double performances from Gosnell. The junior forward scored 14 points and grabbed 13 rebounds in a 58-54 win against their arch rival, the Highland Huskies, on Tuesday. And then on Friday, he went to Winfield, scored 12 points and grabbed 10 rebounds in a 66-59 win versus the WMU Wolves. He also had 14 points and 4 rebounds, three blocks in a 51-47 win over Holy Trinity. Got to mention all three of those games away from Lone Tree. And speaking of that, Lone Tree right now is undefeated at 8-0 away from home this season. They are posting an overall record of 14-2. As we welcome in Nico Gosnell, a junior on the Lone Tree Lion basketball team, as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Nico, congratulations on the honor. And coming into the season, I'll be honest, you guys have a very young basketball team, but being the defending conference champions, several people, including myself, thought you guys might be a year away from getting back to the top of the conference. That being said, three games left in this regular season, you're two games up on the conference, and you've been doing it by winning on the road. Your thoughts on the success that you have had overall this season?
I just got to say that when we're all playing together as one, we go pretty far, but if we got one person just hanging their head, we're not going to do too well. So we're just going to stay strong together and play well the next few games.
That tightness that you talk about, I think, is maybe the reason why you guys are playing so well on the road, because I'll be honest, me and Coach Squires are baffled a little bit at just how well you guys are playing away from home. You know, normally the home crowd is where you feel the most comfortable and take care of business, but you guys have made the road look so easy. How do you explain your team's success away from Lone Tree?
I personally like away games too, but I don't know, our team chemistry is just good. It's great. And on and off the court, we all just kid around with each other, and I think that just really helps with everything. Basketball, doesn't matter. We're just really good.
You talk about liking road games. What is it about playing away from Lone Tree that you like so much?
Just shutting up the crowd, I guess. I mean, it's just fun.
We're talking with Nico Gosnell, a junior on the Lone Tree Lion basketball team, as he joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Obviously, winning away from home isn't easy, Nico. You've been in some battles away from Lone Tree. What's maybe your most proudest road win of the season? Because I know of several that are really impressive.
Personally, I'd say Highland, because just beating them, probably one of the best things ever. A bus ride home was just great. Everything, when that buzzer goes off, it's great feeling.
You talk about Highland, and I know that that was one of your two losses that you suffered on the season. I was here in the building. You were right there with 6 minutes to go, and then they went on this 23-2 run. How much more satisfying was that ride home, you know, after the fact that you guys lost the first time around here at home?
It was great. When we first lost, I know we weren't playing together. Team chemistry was not so good, but we got prepared that next game, and we just came ready.
I've had the privilege of seeing you guys play on two different occasions this season, and I couldn't help but notice when you're on the floor, you and Javonte really seem to click. And I know you guys are classmates, you know, both 2017 graduates. Talk about your relationship with him on and off the floor. How is it?
It's pretty good. We played for the Iowa Mavericks together for a little bit, and just growing up together, we just have the same mentality on the court, and his eyes meet my eyes, and we just know what we're going to do.
Nico Gosnell, a junior on the Lone Tree Lion boys basketball team, joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Now, Nico, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, they talk a lot about their core values: quality, respect, honesty, dependability. One of mine would be accountability. I don't think you can get anywhere in life without being accountable for your actions. For you, what are some of your core values, and who are some of the people that instilled those in you?
Coach Squires, he's basically a dad to me. He does our laundry and stuff. stuff, and I don't know, he just, he's not one of those coaches that yell at you. He gets to know you, and it's just fun.
Has he taught you any, you know, core values, though, like respect, hard work? I know he preaches hard work to me, and it seems like you guys are one of the hardest working teams on the floor.
Of course. Practice is always hard work. I mean, we're not really slacking off at all. He teaches us all that stuff.
Nico Gosnell, a junior on the Lone Tree Lion basketball team, joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Now to some more lighthearted questions for you, Nico. I talked to Coach Squires over the summer, and he was telling me that you made one of the largest growth spurts in program history, going from 6'2 to 6'7. And I can only imagine, you know, going through puberty not so long ago, you know, the transition it is growing that much in such a short amount of time. What's been the biggest transition for you as you deal with your new height?
That big growth spurt, it was crazy. Now it's kind of weird because I'm hurting all the time, but you just got to fight through the pain and just keep going because basketball's life. You just got to do what you love.
Now, you know, being 6'2", you were kind of seen as maybe a small forward, you know, guard hybrid type. And now, you being 6'7", you're mainly playing as the five on this basketball team. How much of an adjustment has that been for you?
It hasn't really been much because I'm a pretty versatile player and I can just play all spots. I prefer not to play the one, obviously. That's all Javonte.
While I'm here, Nico, I want to give a shout out to your student section. I've been to several gyms this winter, and no one student section has been more vocal or has been behind their team more than your guys have, and it really isn't close. Highland's got a pretty good one, but outside of that, everybody else, you know, I think can improve, in my opinion. What's it like having that type of support both at home and on the road?
It really does help us. A big shout out to Greg Feldman and Kramer because they come up with all the fun ideas and it just really helps us in the game.
Now we're getting towards the end of the season now. Postseason will be here before we know it. Have you guys talked about postseason goals?
We haven't really talked about them much, really, but we're just going to come out and be us, I guess.
Nico Gosnell, a junior on the Lone Tree Lion boys basketball team, joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Nico, junior year is a big one for making plans for the future. I know that sometimes it takes some people longer than others to figure out what they want to do, and you're not supposed to know what you want to do right now. But do you have any idea of what you want to do post-high school as far as a college and maybe a major?
Honestly, I'm not really sure what major I want to do. I was thinking business, but, you know, I'm just don't know yet. But I for sure want to play college basketball. That'd be nice, play somewhere.
As far as goals for the rest of your junior year as we wrap up things, you know, what do you want to accomplish here in the last couple months of your junior campaign?
I just want to finish this junior year pretty strong, get good grades, and finish out this basketball season.
And again, Nico Gosnell and the Lone Tree Lion boys basketball team sitting 14-2 overall, very good away from home, perfect 8-0 away from Lone Tree this season as Nico Gosnell joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Nico, can't thank you enough for the time, man. Congratulations on the honor and good luck with you and the team the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Do need to note that this interview with Nico was done Monday evening prior to Tuesday evening's road contest for the Lions against the Louisa Muscatine Falcons. Call out a broadcaster's jinx if you want, as the Lions suffered their first road loss of the season, 59-48 in Letts last night. However, they still are two games ahead in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference North standings after Winfield Mount Union lost in Rural Kelowna to the Iowa Mennonite School 70-59 on Tuesday. Our honorable mention athlete of the week goes out to senior Lane Boonder of the Sigourney Savage wrestling team as he helped these Savages capture their first conference title since 2010. As Boonder, a senior captain on the Savages, earned all conference honors in the 145-pound weight division. Congratulations to the Savages wrestling team, specifically Lane Boonder, for being our Hedge Above Lawn Care Honorable Mention Athlete of the Week.